Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Recently, many leaders in women's health and menopause addressed the black box, say that 10 times fast, warning on vaginal estrogen to the FDA. Here to explain this to us is Dr. Diana Bittner. She's board certified in obstetrics and gynecology. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Bittner,
Hello, tell us a little bit
about what's going on with vaginal estrogen. And we see commercials late at night, and women are wondering if it will help them. And now there's new warnings. Tell us about this.
Exactly. Well, vaginal estrogen definitely will help. This condition called vulvar vaginal atrophy, VVA, or the new term is GSM, genital urinary syndrome of menopause. We thought women were offended by the term atrophy, so we wanted to get rid of that. But bottom line, this condition affects all women in menopause. Some women are more symptomatic than others, but everybody gets it. And vaginal estrogen is the most effective treatment in very tiny doses, used only twice a week. The problem is that we'll talk about this, for example, in the office and recommend it, and the patient leaves feeling great, there's a solution, it's safe, I'm really excited about this. And they get home, they open the package, they open the label, and there's this big black box warning that says, estrogen causes breast cancer, estrogen causes heart attack and stroke. And they say, well, what the heck? Did my doctor fib to me? Did she not read the label? Does she not know her stuff? So it causes a lot of confusion, and this meeting with the FDA hopefully will clear a lot of that up.
So tell us, what are some of the symptoms that women are even getting this product, these products for?
Sure. The most common symptom is vaginal dryness. Even if a woman's not sexually active, she can feel just that it's dry, that maybe a little, how graphic to be, a little sticky, a little irritated. And if she is sexually active, definitely pain with intercourse, vaginal dryness, even with lubricant. It still can feel very dry, sandpapery, cause pain. A lot of women then have pain with intercourse, a lot more difficult to have an orgasm. It can be, it can also lead to bladder urgency, where women feel like they have to go to the bathroom at a lower urine volume, and also more prolapse, where the skin gets relaxed and can cause symptoms.
Okay, so
and I don't know how graphic I should be here.
No, you can. This is a health show, and that's
okay,
what we
good.
Do here at Radio MD. So say what you need to say,
awesome.
Because that's what people want to hear. And
I agree.
Sometimes doctors aren't able to just put it right out there. So tell us, Dr. Bittner, and
well,
what's the
I'm
FDA going
to
do?
Talking,
no, that's what
so.
We do here, and this is a woman's segment right now. Tell
Perfect.
Us, what is the FDA going to do for us, and what are we looking for to be able to read on these so that we're not so scared?
Well, good. Well, the experts that NAMS, the North American Menopause Society, put together to present to the FDA was incredible. There was really good science presented about the use of estrogen after menopause, but specifically vaginal estrogen. So we understand that there is a class label, as in all estrogen products in the past have gotten the same label, talking about the pros and cons and the risks, which are very important for people to discuss and understand and talk to their healthcare provider. We just don't feel that the vaginal estrogen deserves the same warning. Vaginal estrogen is used in a very small amount. I recommend for my patients to use a pea-sized dab in their vagina, rubbed into the skin twice a week. You know, with their thumb, I instruct to insert up to their first knuckle and rub it into the skin. And so again, we're presenting that this gives very little, if any, systemic absorption. So it doesn't go into the blood. It just stays in the vagina. And so it doesn't confer the same risks, and it can be safe.
Is there a reason you're picking the thumb?
Just the angle, if you think about it.
Okay, it's the angle. So it's not a tougher skin. So this can't be absorbed into the skin of your finger as well.
No. I mean, I can't imagine if
yeah,
any.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm, again, just thinking about the angle. So if you think about the angle, if you put a pea-sized dab on the thumb, thumb into the vagina, push down toward the rectum, and rub it into the skin like lotion. It gets rubbed in the skin and affects the whole vagina. And this is like, and I say up to the first knuckle because we want to get it inside enough that it affects the skin of the vagina. And it increases blood flow. It increases collagen, the actual structure, so the skin gets stronger and the mucus glands turn back on. So just daily moisture is better, but then especially sexual response can be much better.
Is there progestin in this?
No, it's just estrogen only.
It's just estrogen only. So this is different when the FDA is talking about the vaginal estrogen and topical. This is different than the oral estrogen with progestin that women are taking that we do hear increases our risk of breast cancer, but yet may decrease our risk of bone loss and is so confusing.
Exactly. And the thing is that if we look back at the WHI, just to talk about systemic or oral or patch estrogen just for a sec, the women, the only group that had more cancer, more breast cancer, were on estrogen and oral synthetic progesterone. That same result has not been seen in bioidentical FDA-approved progesterone, or let's say local progesterone, like an IUD in the uterus with progesterone in it, like the Mirena or the Skyla, to protect the lining of the uterus. So the women who are on estrogen alone, systemic or vaginal, did not have an increased risk of breast cancer. So this is why people need to find a menopause doctor or nurse practitioner in their area. There are certified menopause practitioners in every area in the country that are certified.
What do you think is going to change with the labeling?
So, back to the labeling. So, what we hope will change with the labeling is that the FDA approves getting rid of that black box warning, or if they have a black box warning, it's very specific for vaginal estrogen. Of course, again, we just hope they get rid of that black box warning because we have good science to prove that vaginal estrogen doesn't affect systemic levels and should not confer the same risk that systemic estrogen does.
And so you suggest that we use this twice a week if you're suffering from some of these symptoms that go along with perimenopause and menopause both?
Yeah, and especially for thin women in perimenopause. For women who carry extra body fat, there's estrogen stored up in that body fat, so maybe those symptoms don't happen.
Oh, one good thing about being fat. Huh?
So women, especially who are really thin, will feel those symptoms earlier. So women can feel vaginal dryness related to low estrogen in the perimenopause, but for many women, it doesn't happen until a year or two after menopause, after that last menstrual period, and then it's progressive for the rest of the life. If people come in and say, well, when does menopause end? Well, it doesn't. It's a phase.
Well, as somebody who's in peri right now, now I know why I'm not having any of the symptoms that all my really, really thin, I'm not fat, but still, that explains a lot.
We're
really,
all so different.
We are all so different. And so in just the last minute and a half, give us your best advice about what you want us to know about the labeling, about this atrophy and the new name it's been given, and what you want women that are entering perimenopause and menopause to know. Be straightforward with them, Dr. Bittner, because you are just an awesome guest.
Well, thank you. I want women to know that it is possible to have sex after menopause. It is possible to have an orgasm after menopause. It is possible to not suffer from vaginal dryness, bladder urgency. So many women think, oh, I'm just old and I've got to deal with this, or I'm in menopause, it's just how it is. It doesn't have to be that way. Even for women with breast cancer, ovary cancer, uterine cancer, bone marrow cancer, lymphoma, leukemia, women who have gone through chemotherapy and get menopause at 20, 30, 40, 50, they don't have to suffer from these symptoms. Vaginal estrogen can be very safe in low doses and very effective to allow them to keep feeling and having, feeling good, having sex, and not having their bladder send them to the bathroom every 2 to 3 hours.
And it's such great advice from Dr. Diana Bittner. Thank you. She's board certified in obstetrics and gynecology and an excellent guest here on Radio MD. And you know she'll be back on with us because she's speaking straight with us and giving us some really great information about women's issues that we all are having and thinking about, but some of us are too afraid to ask. So that's what I'm here for, to ask them for you, and then you get those answers. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening to Radio MD. Stay well.